Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Daniel did an interesting experiment with Google and its predictive typing feature. In Google, if you start typing a search query, it sort of tries to guess what you're looking for. When you start looking for how to hack, one of the first items that comes up is Facebook. Apparently, hacking Facebook is quite popular, followed by Wi-Fi and Clash of Clans, apparently a big game I didn't know about. Now, what results you get from Google depends a little bit on your previous search queries and also other users on your network and the like. However, Facebook seems to be pretty universally high ranking here, followed by Wi-Fi or either Wi-Fi just ahead of Facebook. Then we got a new bug in Xen, in the virtualization platform. However, this time it's a rather minor bug and really only interesting because it sort of exploits a security feature, the ability to disaggregate different virtual machines. Now, if you do so, it's possible for one machine to essentially clog up your logging and flood your Xen console. So really nothing all that exciting. You can fight it not necessarily by turning off disaggregated mode. That's actually a good thing to do if you have it enabled, but instead just reduce the log level until you can apply the patch. Further lowering the severity of this particular problem is that it only applies to systems running on ARM CPUs. Now, Microsoft has come under a lot of criticism for the reporting that was built into Windows 10. It reports back to Microsoft how long you're using certain applications for, can even leak things like if you're opening images and the like. So a lot of people have been holding off a little bit on Windows 10, given all of these user confidentiality and privacy issues. I guess in order to up the uptake of Windows 10 a little bit, Microsoft has now backported these features to Windows 7 and Windows 8. There is a decent guide in how to disable these particular features. Also, there are two very specific host names that are typically used for this reporting. So with DNS tricks, you may be able to block these reports from being sent to Microsoft. And Malwarebytes is reporting about yet another malware sample that takes advantage of the OS X dynamic link library print to file vulnerability. This particular issue has already been patched by Apple recently. Earlier malware that Malwarebytes found was essentially adware. In this case, the exploit is actually used in a rather interesting way. The attacker is attempting to get access to Safari's extension list, which is part of your keychain. Now, access to the keychain has to be approved using a dialog box. The exploit here is used to essentially direct the mouse and click the allow button for you, typically too fast for the user to do anything about it or even to recognize what happens. And then, of course, a malicious Safari extension is installed. And European anti-malware company GData released their mobile malware report. Now, as typical in these reports, they're talking a lot about the large number of different samples that were detected. They don't really break it down by families, which is usually a little more telling, or by how many devices are actually infected by it. In the past, those numbers were actually rather low. Now, one interesting feature they're talking about is that they're seeing more devices that come with malware pre-installed. In particular, popular applications like the Facebook application is often affected by these modifications. Now, they question a little bit whether or not the manufacturers are in on it and really suspect more that it's certain retailers that will add the malware. So in this case, the manufacturer is actually unaware of what what happens to their devices. And that's a part of the Android model, of course, where a retailer could certainly install custom firmware on a device like this. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again to ThreatStop for sponsoring this podcast. And also thanks to all of you for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.